What a beautiful song.
Wow.
I hear that one on the radio quite frequently, and it's by a group called Mercy Me. And aren't we glad that God showed mercy to us? We did not deserve anything but hell and destruction, and he saved us, and he's given us by his grace of all the good gifts of heaven. Shall we just open in a word of prayer? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you today for being so good to us, for taking care of us, who being with us when we go through hardships and trials and troubles. We thank you that you're always there, taking our hand, leading us on. And we thank you, Lord, that you are our friend. And so we pray that by the Holy Spirit today, you will touch our hearts. Hide me behind the cross, Lord, that you will be seen and you will be heard. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, many people today are sad. Many are lonely. They don't get out, and even sadder than that is they don't have friends. Because friends bring cheer and encouragement to our hearts. But when you don't have any friends, I can't even imagine what that would be like. I consider everyone here my friends. And we have many friends. And the Lord has blessed us. But the greatest friend of all is Jesus. He's our friend. And we're so thankful. And today's message is friendship with Jesus. Jesus said in John chapter 15, verses 13 and 14, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you." Jesus is the master. We are his servants. But even more than servants, we are his friends. That would be amazing. If the Bible didn't say it, how could we ever think, I'm a friend of the Lord Jesus Christ? That's a blessing. And when I was thinking about this subject and the verses on it, it's so encouraging. James tells us in chapter 4 and verse 4, adulterers and adulteresses, he pulls no punches. Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. When you're a friend of God, you can't be a friend of this world. This world is against Christ and everything he stands for and against his word. But we're thankful that we are his friends and he has brought us into a personal relationship with him. Many have tried to define the word friend. And there was a British publication that offered a prize to the person who came up with the best definition of friend. And the winning entry said this: a friend is one who comes in when the whole world goes out. That's what a true friend is. Everybody else may forsake you. Everybody else may speak against you, but your friend, your closest friend, will be by your side all the time. And when it comes to the Lord Jesus, he is our friend, and we are his friends. But I really like the definition of a small boy. I don't know what his age was or his name or anything, but this is what he defined the friend as: someone who knows all about you and likes you anyway. That is so true, isn't it? Because we get to know our friends, and our friends know our strengths and our weaknesses and our phobias and our everything. And they still want to be friends with us. And Jesus, who is omniscient, knows everything about us, and still he loves us. Still he went to the cross and died for us. Still he's coming back to take us home to be with himself. So the three things that we're going to look at today, is they all begin with F. Jesus is our faithful friend. Secondly, Jesus is our foremost friend. And third, he is our forever friend. Yes, he came down to heaven to give us life and life eternal. He died for our sins so that we, when we accept him as our Lord and Savior, confess our sins, repent of our sins, ask him to come in, he'll come in. But he has to come in as Lord. He has to come in as our friend and our Savior. That's why when we sang that hymn today, what a friend we have in Jesus. It's so true. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear, what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. You know, we get ourselves into trouble a lot when we don't take it to the Lord in prayer. We try to fix it ourselves. We try to come up with solutions and all these things, but we can't. And so finally, after we've exhausted all our resources, then we pray. Why don't we pray in the beginning? Think of all the needless pain we would avoid if we would do that. Yes, he's with us as our faithful friend in good times and in bad times. Whether we blow it and do some wrong or sin, he still loves us and forgives us, and he's our faithful friend. When I was young, we used to sing this little song, and it's very good for kids and everybody else. It says, love him in the morning when you see the sun arising. Love him in the evening because he took you through the day. And in the in-between time, when you feel the pressure coming, remember that he loves you and he promises to stay. Jesus promises to stay. He won't leave us. He's busy, yes, but he has time for each one of us. And he calls each one of us his friends. Proverbs 17:7 says, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. When you have a true blue friend, they're with you in times of adversity. And we're so thankful for that. Someone once said, prosperity begets friends. Adversity proves them. Isn't that true? Prosperity begets friends. Everybody wants to be your friend when things are going well and everything. But adversity proves it. If someone is going to stand with you as your friend, you're so thankful for that. Jesus is with us. He goes before us. He encourages us. And as we have next week coming up, we don't know all the trials that we're going to face or all the difficulties or all the things at work or at school or even those of us who are retired. We all have things we have to trust the Lord for, and he's always there for us. He knows us better than even we know ourselves, and he loves us. So that's our first point this morning. Jesus is our faithful friend. You cannot find a more faithful friend than Jesus. Secondly, he's our foremost friend. If I was to ask you today, you don't have to answer, but think of it in your own mind. Who is my best friend? Now, you'll probably think of someone close. It might be a spouse. It may be someone in the church. It may be could be any person is your best friend. But really, as Christians, who is our best friend? Our best friend is Jesus. He's done more for us than anyone else. He can never fail us, forsake us, or leave us. He's going to be with us through thick and thin. He is our foremost friend. James chapter 4 and verse 8 says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. All we have to do is come to Jesus as our Savior, our Lord and our friend, and he will draw near to us. He delights to draw near to us, and all we have to do is draw near. And you know, when you have a friend, you want to spend time with that friend. You want to get to know that friend, their likes, their dislikes, and that type of thing. And when we have Jesus as our friend, we want to get to know him. We want to spend time with him. We want to draw near and be encouraged by him. And the Lord says, you can be as close to me as you want to be. It's our choice. And so we want to be close to the Lord. We want to spend time with Jesus. Dr. Jeffrey Hall, professor of communication at the University of Kansas, did research on relationships and friendship. He found it takes 40 to 60 hours to develop a casual relationship. 40 to 60 hours. It takes 80 to 100 hours to go from a casual friend to a true friend. And it takes between 160 and 200 hours to go from a good friend to a best friend. It takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. Friendships are built up over time. And our friendship with Jesus started the moment we got saved and gave our lives to Christ and will last for all eternity. So we're so blessed. The word foremost is a great word because it means first in time, place, or order. Most important, first place, preeminent. Colossians 1:18 says, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. That word preeminence is such a beautiful one too, because when you have something that's preeminent, it's over anything else. And that's the way Jesus' love for us is, and our love for him should be based on that as well. Our dear friend Abraham in the scriptures, in three different places, is called the friend of God. That is, can you imagine having that privilege to be called the friend of God? But that's what it was. And in James 2:23, it says, and the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Now, there were a lot of people that were close to the Lord in the scriptures, Moses and Samuel and Daniel and all kinds of different people. But Abraham is singled out as God's friend. And so we can say the same thing, that we're his friends. And he loves us tremendously. Proverbs 18:24 says, a man who has friends must show himself friendly, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And who is that friend that sticks closer than the brother? Our Lord Jesus Christ. He sticks closer than a brother. Spurgeon said, let the friendship of our Lord to us stand as a model of our friendship to him. The whole tone and spirit of our Lord's friendship are such that the more closely we can imitate it, the better. So very true. Jesus will not settle for second place in our lives. He has to be number one. He has to be over all. So we've seen, first of all, he's our faithful friend. Second, he is our foremost friend. And now he is our forever friend. You know, we often hear people talking about their friends, and they call them besties. You're my bestie, right? Because that's the best friend. We call it, you're my bestie. Or you see it spelled out, BFF, best friend forever. Jesus is my best friend forever. It's so encouraging. And you know, earthly relationships and friendships can ebb and flow and coming and going, And yet the friendship of our Lord stays consistent always. He never changes. Some we change, but he never changes. And so we're thankful for that. Jesus has promised us eternal life through faith in him. And he's also promised that he's coming back to take us home. Adel mentioned that in his prayer. He's coming back to take us home to heaven. So we can all say today, what a friend I have in Jesus. The best friend you could ever have. A forever friend. And just as the best friend stands by you no matter what, Jesus will stand by us and he will work in our lives each and every day. We all like Abraham Lincoln, too, the President of the United States, our 16th president, appears on the $5 bill, and he is quite a president. He went through more adversity in his 4 years in office that many people will have in their whole lives. And that civil war that went on was very, very rough, and so many people died. And he says this, and though he were to make many errors in office, even though I was to make many errors in office, he resolved never to compromise his integrity. So strong was his resolve that he once said, I desire so to conduct the affairs of this administration that if at the end, when I lay down the reins of power, I have lost every other friend on earth, I shall at least have one friend left, and that friend shall be down inside of me. Jesus lives inside of us. We could lose everything, every friend, but Jesus, you will never lose. So let's remember today these three things. They're simple, hopefully easy to remember. Jesus is our faithful friend. He's faithful to us day in and day out. He's faithful to us and helping us and guiding us. And he's our foremost friend, our BFF. He is the one who will be with us all through our lives. And he is also our forever friend. A man named Thomas Constable said, God desires a mutually giving relationship with us, a friendship. What then is the difference between a servant of God and an intimate friend of God? Jesus proved to his disciples that they were his friends, as well as his servants. But he pointed out that a master shares his plans with his friends, not his servant. And we are both. He had told them he was coming, what was coming, and thereby was treating them as friends. Abraham is the friend of God, and we are his friends also. And then I found this poem. Ooh, it goes along with the message, but it's such a beautiful one. It was written by a man named Ken Pilcher, and he wrote, and it's titled, I Have a Friend. This was his title. I have a friend, his name is Jesus. I have a friend, his name is Jesus. He loves me at all times. He is with me in my trials and my troubles, my temptations, my sorrows, and my joys. He is the strength of my life, my purpose for living. No matter what's going on in my life, my heart is open to him. He is the power of God working in me. He is able to keep whatever I commit to him. In good times and bad, happy or sad, I know who loves me. I know who cares for me. I know I have a friend named Jesus. May the Lord encourage our hearts. If there's anyone here today that doesn't have Jesus in their heart, doesn't have Jesus as a faithful friend, a foremost friend, and a forever friend, you can begin that journey today. Just come to him and say, Lord, I have lived my life in sin and for myself, and I don't want it anymore. I'm turning to you. Please save me. Please give me eternal life. And he will right immediately do that. Right where we're sitting, he will bring us to himself. Shall we just close in a word of prayer? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you that you sent him to die for us, to rise from for us, and to come back for us. And we are so thankful. And we just pray, Lord Jesus, that you will help us to spend time with you, Lord, getting to know you more and more through your word, through prayer, through devotion. And Lord, we just pray that you will help us to go on our way rejoicing today in that we are your friends and you are our best friend, Lord. And so we thank you and praise you now for all you have done. In Jesus' name, amen.